Amazon passengers.
We were in Atlanta waiting to board for St. Lucia.
Everybody good?
You know, I just wanted to kind of give them the rundown of how things were going to work once we got to the resort.
When we land and we get in, we're going to go through customs.
She prepared us before we left that we would find out who was shooting first as soon as we landed in St. Lucia. And I actually shot last year first, so I just kind of dismissed the idea. I didn't think it would be me. Lo and behold, we're getting ready to board the plane, and she calls three of us.
With the exception of Alexis. Where are you? Sabrina. Yes, I'm doing it to you again. And Allison. So, get mentally ready.
Here we go. Nice, Sarah.
Good girl. That's it.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
After hearing the news at the airport, the girls had just a few hours before they would need to be on location for the very first shoot of the trip. Upon arriving in St. Lucia, they hopped on the bus to the resort and were off to hair and makeup. Production for the 2015 Chiefs Cheerleader Swimsuit Calendar was nearly underway.
You know, when we come in on that first day, it's extremely time sensitive. We gotta, you know, clear customs, get 43 people all the way to a resort. But then once we get here, for the three that we're gonna shoot that night, they don't even get to go to their rooms. We literally take their suitcases and they go straight to hair and makeup.
We just got our swimsuits on, we got our jewelry on, we got our makeup done, we got our hair done, and it was off from there.
See how fast we can go.
We heard that it was going to be at this beautiful cliff. I was really excited.
Oh, this is interesting.
We caravaned a truck and then three or four dune buggies. So that was a little nerve-wracking, kind of wondering, where are we going that we need dune buggies to get to?
Well, we were told we were going on a beach, but we did not see any water, any body of water anywhere. We saw a lot of trees, a lot of wild animals, like horses and cows.
Well, this is fun. This is like an adventure. Ooh, that's pretty.
And then once you got to the cliff, the sun was setting. You saw these beautiful rocks, and the waves would just splash up behind it. It was just a beautiful scene.
All right. How was the driving, guys?
You did great.
Last year, we were in St. Lucia. In the past, it's been a different location each time. So what was really important for us is that we had a really different look.
Look how cool the cascading water is.
That's what I was talking about, the waterfalls coming down.
So Honeymoon Beach started that off. It had these cliff sides, just kind of a lot of rock features, and then the ocean just crashing in. And so it allowed us to really have a great, unique look.
So you want to try that first?
Sebby, Sabrina, you want to do Sabrina first?
Sure.
So we'll probably have you stand first, then we may have you sit or lay.
When I got down there, it was these beautiful rocks, and the waves would just crash behind and make this white cloud.
There. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is she here?
It was just so picturesque, and if you turned, you could see cliffs that went up higher, and I think there was a little island over there.
So whenever you're ready to drop, go on down there, and we're just going to shoot.
So as we shoot each girl, we kind of have a process. You know, it's you get the girl set basically where you think they're going to be.
Why don't you look more that way and kind of look through your eyes a little bit?
And then Steve will start kind of just doing some test shots, try to get a feel of what the angle we think is going to be.
I like it. Chin that way a little bit.
We kind of work with that, tweak that a little bit. You know, turn your head here, lift your head here, shoulders here.
I feel like she's kind of leaning a little
bit.
I'm trying really to see the angles of how he's shooting so then I can help the cheerleader do their very, very best.
Have you angled a little more? Okay, try that. I think it'll be better for the wind for your hair, too.
Her shot was really fun because it was kind of on the bottom of a cliff, very rocky terrain. But the thing that we loved about it is the waves were just crashing up on the rocks.
Here comes a wave. Oh, that's awesome.
Relaxed.
That's good. Here it comes.
Nice. All right.
And so it was just a lot of trial and error and just see what works best, what worked for my body.
That looks pretty unique compared to anything we did last year, I think.
Yeah. How cool.
We doing Alexis next, Steve? Okay. Okay. Go right in there.
Maybe 1 foot in front of the other a little bit. This is my ocean.
Well, right when I got down there, I know, Steve, the first thing he told me was, okay, I want something fierce. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. Got into my little Beyonce mode.
You are fierce, girl.
I say every year that our second-year veterans...
You're awesome.
...grow the most. They're my favorite to watch because as a rookie, they're just naturally nervous. They're trying to figure it all out. But when they come back as second years, they are... on fire.
Unbelievable.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
I kept telling her she was just fierce. The girl owned her space.
Alexis, it was amazing.
Thank you.
All right, you want to see?
Yes, please.
Oh wow. Well, when Steve showed me the pictures, I was blown away. I'm like, that's me? Like, oh my gosh. It just looked really beautiful. I'm excited for the final product.
That's a wrap.
Yay! Day one.
Day one.
You know, when we finished day one, we had Sabrina, we had Alexis, and we had Allison. And all three of them did such a great job. You know, it's like your adrenaline is rushing during the shoot. And you kind of, you know, come down a little bit. But when we were coming back, Steve and I were like, all right, this is going to be a great year. It really made us excited for the next several days.
With day one in the books, the calendar shoot was off to a great start. The crew headed back to the resort for a few hours of sleep and regrouped the following morning for the week's first sunrise shoot. Then it was back on the road to the northern tip of the island for the rest of day two.
We really last year only shot a small portion of the island, so we knew that there was so much more we wanted to explore, and Pigeon Island was one of those places that we had kind of earmarked. Jen was the first one out of the gate, and being a rookie, that can be a really stressful thing, and you got to rise to the occasion.
The first couple of shots, I probably looked like a robot just trying to, like, do the pose, but they make you feel comfortable, and there's always someone, like, affirming that you're doing a great job and that you look beautiful.
With stunning views in every direction, Pigeon Island was an ideal location to start out day two. And the crew took advantage, knocking out great shots for Cassie and Leslie, then Nicole and Sarah in the afternoon. As the sun began to set, the crew hopped back on the bus to head down the coast for the final shots of the day.
You know, we still had, I think it was 6 shots that we needed to get, and yet we were in the late afternoon by then. If we didn't knock out in about 10 minutes... each, we were going to lose sunlight. That's when you start to feel the pressure. You start to get a little on edge because you know you've got to get them, but you can't rush them to the point that you don't get a great shot. So you've got to be perfect in everything you do.
That's amazing.
You know, that day was such a long day, but gosh, it feels so good. It feels like such a great sense of accomplishment. They're going to feel great about it, and we're going to feel great about it, and then ultimately our Chief's Kingdom is going to love what we produce.